Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and if you're wondering, no, that is not a pre-recorded intro. I do that live every single show. But today we're going to talk about the difference between does and bucks. What are their habits? How do they live? How do you find them? How do you hunt them? I've had some really, really, really bad misinformation come to me in my hunting career. When I first got started, for years even, I lived in a state of misinformation. Just, you know, wisdom, so-called wisdom that's, you know, handed down or common knowledge or whatever, and just turned out to be rubbish. I've heard from the beginning, you know, wherever you see does, there's going to be bucks. No. No. 0% no. That's not the way that it works. Bucks and does live most of their lives as completely different animals, especially mature bucks. Young bucks are going to live more like does and around does, but mature bucks, absolutely not. They live like completely different animals in several senses. So I want to break that down, help you guys understand that, and I think this will help you guys hunt whichever one you're after. So the way that it works is does are probably the most predictable. Does and young bucks, they need to eat, they need to bed, they need to sleep, they need to drink. They're going to sleep somewhere. They don't want to travel real far to their food. And mature bucks are the same way most of the time. There's no big differences there. The difference is that mature bucks and does do not hang out. Mature bucks don't like to be around other deer for the most part. They are bachelors and semi-bachelors. If there's too many deer on a property, mature bucks won't live there. If there's too many does, mature bucks won't live there. And people think, well, you know, it's common hunting knowledge that, you know, if there's does, there's going to be bucks around. You know, hunt the does and you'll find the bucks. No, that does not work consistently. Now, there's a week or two a year where that advice has some merit, and that's in the middle of the rut when bucks leave where they live to go find does and mate with them. But most of the year, that's not the way that it works. And you got to think about these things. You got to keep these things in mind. One of the big issues is people have is they will modify a property. They will plant food plots. They'll do all sorts of stuff to get as many deer, mostly does, living on that property as possible. And they think, okay, now I will, you know, improve the chances of bucks coming through. And it doesn't work. Their mature buck count actually goes down over time because there's so many deer, so many does that they pressure out the bucks. Bucks hate pressure. They absolutely hate it. Too many does puts pressure on bucks. people around puts pressure on bucks. People walking through the woods, cars and houses. Bucks do not like pressure. They're easily spooked. They're very wary. They don't like to be around too much of anything. They are very solitary. Sometimes you might get two or three bucks that coexist and hang out, or they might come together for feeding time in a field or something. But for the most part, they are solitary. They live separately. You might have an area that, say, bucks and does both eat, but they don't bed together. They don't sleep in the same place most of the time, especially mature bucks, 3 and 4 and up. They do not hang out in the same place. Does are going to bed real close to the food. You know, if it's a big field, they might bed 50 to 100 yards back in the woods. Bucks, even if they live in the same spot and they eat the same food, they're going to bed 200 yards further back, maybe up the hill in a more solitary area than the does will. They're going to live further away. They're going to be spread out. They're going to have more concealed bedding areas. And does will put up with a lot more hunting pressure. They'll put up with a lot more people pressure and house pressure and vehicle pressure. And you know, they're very forgiving. You could walk through an area and you could spook out a bunch of does, and the next day or 2 or 3 days later, they're all back, just like nothing happened. A mature buck, they've got like a 3-4 week window for forgiveness. You spook a mature buck, they may not come back to that property again for a month, maybe not even again that season. They're different animals. And what happens is people will set up trail cams, they'll make habitat improvements, they'll put up mock scrapes and water holes and cut trails, and they'll plant food plots and they'll put up trail cams, and they'll figure out where the mature bucks live, and they will get them on camera, they'll know that they're there, and then the hunting season comes around and they're gone. And there's no bucks around, they don't know what happened. Well, it's because a mature buck lives most of its life, you know, as a bachelor or semi-bachelor, either completely removed from does or at a distance from does, not spending a lot of their time around does. And then when the rut comes around in November, depending on where you live, maybe it's mid-November, late November, early December, when the rut comes around, all of a sudden they leave their area where they live. Maybe they live within a half mile radius. They never go any further than that. They will leave that area because they don't live around does. They've got to go somewhere to find them. So they're going to leave where they live, and they'll travel 1 mile, 2 miles, 5 miles, could be more, looking for does that they can breed. And so people, they got bucks on their trail cam all year, and then hunting season comes around and those bucks are gone. And they're hunting and they see nothing. Or if they do see bucks, they're not the bucks that were on their cameras. And they're, you know, frustrated or confused or whatever. And the reason is because that's not the way that it works. Bucks leave at that time of year. This is why hunters kill bucks, because, you know, it's why people get lucky, because those bucks are going places they don't know, they're not familiar with, and they might step out in front of you randomly and, you know, you get a decent shot. So there's different ways to hunt does and bucks. If you see does in an area, those are there year round. They're very rarely gonna, you know, leave that area or be somewhere else. They're gonna live right around there. They're not traveling a huge distance. They are living in that area. If they're there now, they'll be there later. So hunting does is all about patterns. It's all about movement. It's all about figuring out where they eat, where they sleep, where they chill out, where they stop to nibble and graze, and then hunting those areas. When it comes to hunting bucks, if you got bucks on your trail cam, if you know where bucks live, mature bucks, where they're at, you need to hunt those bucks during archery season. Early archery season. If archery season opens in September, you need to be hunting them in September. You need to hunt them before they leave their home range for the rut, because they're going to leave sometime in October probably, and then they're not going to come back until like end of December, January when the rut's over. So for during the gun season, they're gone. So what you need to do is you need to hunt those bucks in those areas during archery season. You need to get yourself a bow, or if you're a new hunter, a crossbow. You need to get yourself a tree stand or blind, and you need to hunt those bucks in early archery season when they're still in those regular areas.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Then you want to hunt, if you want to hunt them during the rifle season, then you need to understand where the does are and where the bucks live in relationship to the does. And you need to understand not just the does, but buck patterns. Where do bucks go looking for does? Because they don't just, they're not usually just walking into doe bedding areas. They have specific types of terrain, specific areas that they go to. And the thing that bucks are looking for the most is cover. They want heavy cover. They want dense cover. They want to be concealed. They want to feel safe. They don't want to be near people. They will walk trails. They will take area. But a trail that a buck wants to walk is not necessarily the same trail that a doe is happy walking. A buck is happy to walk a trail that's cleared and wide open and easy to walk, but it wants concealment on either side. They want to make sure that they can't be seen easily from somewhere else. They're very wary. And except for literally smack dab in the middle of the mating season, they are very cautious and relatively smart animals. They don't want to hear stuff. They're always we might say paranoid, and for good reason, because you're all out after them. But you want to be careful in terms of your thinking of where am I likely to see bucks. Just because there's does there, there may be bucks around, but they're not going to necessarily go where the does go. They might be within 100 yards. They might find them at night. But during the day, they're going to be in specific types of areas. They're going to be walking in specific areas. They're going to be trying to keep a low profile. They might walk parallel to the does, but with more concealment. So you need to think to yourself, if you want to hunt bucks and there's no bucks on your land, or you've got no trail cam photos, you've not seen any bucks in the place that you can hunt all year, that's okay. That may be just fine, because once the hunting season comes around for gun season, they may then come to your area. So it's not like all is lost. In fact, that's almost better that if all year round there's no bucks in your area, and then hunting season comes around, and then they may just pass right through. They may be cruising your area because there's does around. So don't be discouraged if you don't see bucks ever, because during the hunting season may be exactly when they're around. But they're not necessarily going to be the same place the does are, because they're more cautious, they're more sensitive to does, to people, to hunting pressure, to visibility. They're going to want to keep a lower profile. So wherever you're thinking about hunting, you want to keep in mind, if I was a deer, a very paranoid deer, looking for does who aren't paranoid, I want to get close to them, but I want to be a little safer. I want to be a little more concealed. I want to be a little more thoughtful. Where do I go? And that's the way you hunt bucks during that part of the season. Does are much easier to hunt. Wherever they go, they are. and then you can set up and take them. But mature bucks especially, you need to realize they live differently. They move differently. Just because you see does doesn't mean you're going to see bucks. They could be around. They could cruise through that area. They could be very close, but they may not even walk the same trail. They want a little more cover. So the thicker it is, the denser it is, the better the chance of seeing one or finding one or not being spotted by one. You got to think about that. The cover doesn't just work in the buck's benefit. You need to use the cover for your benefit. Some of the best advice that I've gotten is, you know, when setting up for bucks, you don't want to be able to see much further than you can shoot. Whether you're using a gun or a bow, this really applies, I think, even more so for bows, because that's really a more realistic distance. You don't want to necessarily be able to see more than 30 yards in any direction, because what that means then is the bucks can't see you from more than 30 yards in any direction. So there's a much smaller chance of them eyeballing you from a distance and disappearing and you never knowing they were there. So you need to think about that. If you've got a good area, if you've got a good spot, if you see buck sign around there, you see rubs, you see scrapes, you see, you know, those big footprints, you can set up and you want to be careful. You want to use the cover to hide you and think about how they're using it to hide them. So bucks and does, they live differently, they work differently. Even when they come together, they're not always, they may be close, but not in the same place. And you have to be mindful of that when you're hunting them in order to improve your chances of having consistent success with either one. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Look at the show notes for this episode. Look at all the other episodes we've been doing along these lines and in this series. For deer hunting, as well as every other kind of hunting you might be interested in doing. God bless you guys, and go get them in the woods.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.